We'd like to welcome everyone to our call tonight from all around the country, and we are so excited to hear Dr. Matt Brown interviewing four doctors, Dr. John Saran, Dr. Drew Clark, Dr. Brad Ross, and Dr. Richard Warrenos. Dr. Matt Brown practices internal medicine at High Country Proactive Health in Boone, North Carolina, with an undergraduate degree from Emory University, a doctor of medicine from the Medical College of Georgia, an internship from the Naval Hospital in San Diego, residency at Duke University Medical Center. He practiced abroad, serving in the U.S. Navy for 5 years. And he co-authored a number of publications in well-respected medical journals, including Lancet. And he is deeply committed to his family. He's a competitive cyclist, and all his patients love him. So, Dr. Matt, here you go.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and it is my privilege to be able to interview four very, very fine colleagues. One of the privileges of being in the Juice Plus community is having a really astute bunch of colleagues to rub shoulders with and to share this journey of nutrition and impacting people's health. With no further ado, let me just give a little brief background. I hope there's not too much echo. Kathy, is there too much echo?
I'm not hearing any echo.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, we've got on the call tonight Dr. Drew Clark. His professional background includes a BS in biomedical engineering from Tulane, graduating in 1989, doing his graduate school work with a master's in biological sciences from the University of New Orleans, finishing up in 1991. He did his medical school at LSU, finishing in 1995, a residency in internal medicine at LSU Charity Hospital, finishing up in 1998. And has been in practice since 2003 in New Iberia, Louisiana, in a solo medical practice, and he is the owner of the Clark Clinic for Health and Prevention. We also have Dr. Brad Roth. And, oh, by the way, so Drew is married to Beth, and she is an ENT surgeon, and they have two boys, Forrest and Zach. We have Dr. Brad Roth on the phone, who is a urologist, and he is married to a doctor also, a dermatologist. Her name is Jennifer, and they have three daughters, ages 9, 7, and 4. His professional background includes graduating from LSU with a BS in microbiology and attending LSU Medical School, and subsequently doing his urology residency at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, and is currently in private practice in urology in Lafayette, Louisiana. And he is very excited tonight about his Juice Plus business and about sharing that message. From Chicagoland, we have Dr. John M. Saran, who his professional background, he's married. And, oh, boy, John, you have four kids, right?
Yeah,
three.
Two kids, John and Mary.
Okay, two kids. I couldn't remember. But so John did his undergraduate work at Northwestern University, finishing up in 1973, and received placement in an MD accelerated program, and actually completed his medical training in 3 years at Loyola Stritch School of Medicine, and had a number of awards, including being an AOA Medical Honor Society recipient, and did his residency at Loyola University Medical Center in internal medicine, finishing up in 1979, and had an assistant chief medical resident year as well. And he has been in practice ever since, and I had the privilege of being with John in Chicago recently in his town of Naperville, and he's got a really nice practice there. And then we have Dr. Richard Borno, and Dr. Richard Borno has quite the academic pedigree. He actually has recently retired from private practice of gynecologic oncology and gynecologic surgery in Jackson, Mississippi, and his background is as follows. He's a graduate of Northwestern University Medical School in Chicago, and let's see if I can sort this out here, his cancer training with fellowships in general surgery at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York and in gynecology at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. And he has got some pretty prestigious credentials, including being the founding member and past president of the Society of Gynecologic Oncologists and the past president of the Society of Pelvic Surgeons. He's also a founding member of the International Gynecology Cancer Society, has extensively published, and has been a guest lecturer widely in the U.S. and abroad. And so, gentlemen, thank you ever so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to participate in this call. And Richard, why don't I start with you and just ask you, what first attracted you to Juice Plus? How long ago was it for you?
Matt, gosh, that's 12, 13 years ago. Doug Odom was a former resident of mine, and we worked together on a lot of different projects. And he invited Catherine and me to visit with Kurt Beavers. Kurt had brown hair at the time. So it made sense, and we got on it immediately.
Okay. And just so the folks on the call might not know, Dr. Doug Odom also is a OBGYN who has been in practice in Jackson, Mississippi for many years, and also is a big advocate of Juice Plus. So let me ask you this, Richard. How long did it take before you decided to begin sharing Juice Plus with your patients?
I was very uncomfortable with the, if I don't order this, my doctor's going to be mad at me kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me 5 minutes, and it was a no-brainer. It was really unethical not to share it. If we can come back to this later, I can tell how I introduced it, Matt, but perhaps we should restrict that comment for now.
No, go ahead. If you can briefly share, how do you share?
Well, I had a questionnaire that everybody filled out in the waiting room, and it was if they were new patients or follow-up, it was either new or since I last saw you, and that would be any surgeries, any new medical illnesses, any new illnesses in the family, anything that was medically related or significant. And I also had them list their any medications that they were on, so that when I dictated their record, I'd be current. And if they were taking a multivitamin, Centrum Silver, beta carotene, vitamin C, or whatever, that opened the door, and I could say, well, I used to take all of that stuff, I don't anymore, and if you're interested, I'd be glad to share. So if they said yes, I'd say, I'll see another patient, I'll come back, and I would come back and not spend more than 2 minutes, maybe at the max. Tell them just a bit about the whole food product, flip it over to the back and point out the medical center that we're doing research, usually with a comment like, obviously if there was any problem with this, these medical centers wouldn't put their name on any sort of, they wouldn't jeopardize themselves in any way. And that always gets their attention. And then at the bottom, my wife's name, Catherine Hess, and I would say, if you're interested, want some more information, give Catherine a call. She'll be glad to help you. This was kind of a hands-off approach, and for most everybody, the fortune's in the follow-up, but I think for a physician, it's always a bit awkward. So I chose not to follow up, and if they called Catherine, then that's... that was the opportunity for her to share with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, and do you have, of the 25 current articles that have been published for Juice Plus, do you have a favorite?
I like the University of Maryland study. It was in the journal that every cardiologist reads or gets, at least. American College of Cardiology. It was a great study. And the most recent MD Anderson study, I like it for a couple of reasons. It did clearly show a positive nutritional impact on these cancer patients. And since it was done on gynecologic cancer patients, I was interested. But also simply because it was such a positive nutritional impact and it was from such a prestigious institution. I think MD Anderson gets the attention of virtually everybody in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. You know, what do you see as the most consistent results among your patients that have taken Juice Plus over the years?
Oh, just tons of folks reporting their allergies were better or they weren't having any problems, much fewer colds, Had a bunch of patients with fibromyalgia who were much improved. I've got three lupus patients who were steroid dependent, after one of them is a doctor's wife, 10 years now, she's completely off steroids, off Plaquenil, symptom free. Several others. In fact, there's one of our sidelines that's on the phone tonight who has had that kind of experience.
That's always impressive. All right, well, let's get these other guys to share their experience here, and we'll get back to you, Richard. Brad, tell me what first attracted you to Juice Plus, and when did you decide to start sharing it with your patients?
Well, I met Dr. Clark in the doctor's lounge. We both married girls from New Iberia, and we actually moved back home the same summer, and got to know him, and I was just kind of shooting the bull about his philosophy on healthcare, and, you know, Juice Plus came up, and I didn't know anything about it, but after talking to him a bunch, it hit me that he knew a lot about nutrition and health and prevention, so I went and saw him as a patient, and, you know, he mentioned Juice Plus again. I have a lot of heart disease and cancer in my family and just wanted to be healthy, and it made sense to me, and I knew I trusted him because I talked to him, and I knew he knew what he was talking about, so I started it, and that was in 2003, and you know, I got invited to wellness presentations and different things, you know, for 6-7 years straight, and never, you know, wouldn't return calls, I wouldn't return emails, like many people do. I just was not interested in the business part of it, just because I guess I wasn't open-minded, and I just didn't know how to do that as a physician, and at the time didn't feel comfortable. Until Drew and I were taking a trip, with it was actually three or four couples, and he mentioned how he was able to, from the business, stop taking call, quit rounding at the hospital, and he had more time with his family, and he said the right thing at the right time for me, because I was, you know, and still am working hard, but, you know, my wife, I'd get a daily call, when are you coming home, what are you doing, you know, she really wanted me home more to help with the children, and when he said that he had more time, it just really got my attention. So I said, well, tell me about this, you know, and so it just kind of, I began to be open-minded about it, and we met, and he talked about how the business was done, and I was also at a point in my career where, you know, I was, a lot of my practice is sexual medicine, you know, guys are, I mean, they want to be, I mean, that's basically a disease of lifestyle. You know, these guys are overweight, they're smoking, they're high cholesterol. And so I was already very much doing sort of lifestyle coaching and, you know, trying to get people to exercise and eat right. So it all kind of hit me at once. It made sense to me. I embraced it as I was a customer. The business started to make sense. Maybe I could have more time off, and I was already doing some lifestyle coaching, and I just needed to really look at the studies, which is something I'd never looked at, and so it just all hit me at once.
And that was about when that hit you at once?
That was in May of 2010.
Okay. Is that when you started sharing it more with your patients?
I did, yes.
Okay. And what's your favorite study for Juice Plus? Or do you have one?
I like Dr. Borno, the JAK study, the University of Maryland study showing, no vasoconstriction after a fatty meal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very powerful.
Particularly appropriate for your specialty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you see, okay, so as far as results among your patients, is there one particular result that you see pretty consistently?
Well, I think, like it was for me, it was just a catalyst to get healthy, and a lot of my patients tell me that they're just feeling better, that they're starting to make healthier choices for what they eat, and just a general feeling of well-being and health.
Okay.
That seems to be the biggest thing that I hear.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Saran, John, can you share with us what first attracted you to Juice Plus, and how long did it take before you decided to start sharing with your patients?
Well, back, Dr. Matt, in 1998, I saw Juice Plus on the kitchen table of one of our friends. At the time, they were doing another business, so they said, just dial in. So there I dial in, juiceplus.com. And, of course, the company would not sell it to me directly, but randomly assigned me a distributor according to my zip code who came calling on me, and I immediately saw the benefit. At that time, back in 98, we were just starting to hear about the word phytonutrients. Vitamins were kind of starting to get a bad name, and more was going back to Mother Nature and those phytonutrients. So it made immediate sense. I started sharing it with my own family first and then my patients. And in our practice, we have a wellness and prevention-based practice called MDVIP. Also, Dr. Fowler from Georgia is a Juice Plus distributor, and he's part of the same national organization. But anyway, our patients sign a consent form where they list their name, their email, and their phone number, where they are asking for more information in writing. I save a copy of that for my records and then fax that to my wellness coordinator, which was in the beginning Karen Quirk in our upline, and then later my wife Janet Saran, who went all the way to national market director and is a 39 Club Elton Award winner. So she is my wellness coordinator as of now.
Okay, well, so how long did it take before you decided to begin sharing? You found out about it in 1998. Did you begin sharing it immediately, or was it some years later? When was that?
I wasn't allowed to. I have an unusual situation where I was an employed physician. So I was working for a hospital. They really frowned upon me speaking about a private enterprise on company business, and you can understand why, but it took... For several years, I basically could not talk about Juice Plus in my practice, so I had to talk about Juice Plus in the rest of my life. And it was not until we really gathered a lot of information, put a lot of other doctors on it, and I sat down one day with the CEO and say, in my wellness and prevention-based practice, I really need Juice Plus as part of my armamentarium. And please look at the research, and please look at this list of doctors in your hospital who are taking Juice Plus as well. And I finally got our CEO to allow me to talk about Juice Plus, you know, as long as I get patient's consent, et cetera, and I was able to finally share it. But for many years, almost 5 years, I was unable to talk about it in my practice at all. I would have been fired.
That was hard, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was very
John, do you have a particular study that you like better above all?
Of course, the JAK study has been mentioned, and what better, you know, circulation is everything. But I think a sleeper of a study that no one talks about much is the Journal of Nutrition, October 2006, Dr. Percival and her team out of Florida, University of Gainesville, Florida. That's when they looked at those stressed-out law students. And, I mean, if you look at it, this is a study that has everything. It has bioavailability. It shows a 40% decrease in DNA breaks. It shows a 50% increase in ORAC in your blood. People are familiar with ORAC levels of foods as they sit on your table. But to actually show an increase in your blood, I think, is amazing. 30% improvement in a particular T cell that is the general of your immune system that can turn on, more importantly, turn off in the immune system and inflammation. So that coupled with the JAK study, you have it all there in those two studies. And they're actually a couple of the older studies,
yeah.
JAK being back in 03 and this being in 06. But let's not forget them. They're great studies.
Well, in your experience, John, what do you see as kind of the most consistent result or some of the results that you see frequently in your
patients? Well, in myself and my patients and family, the overall wellness, their skin is better, their dental appearance is better. But the immune system... and the allergies, that's where we see, just to get fewer infections and their allergies are less. Because it's difficult, isn't it, to feel our DNA being protected, our circulation being protected. It's difficult to actually feel that. But the immune system and allergies and skin. I think that's where you start to see the changes quite early.
Yep. Well, Dr. Drew Clark, what about you?
Sir.
What first attracted you to Juice Plus, and how long did it take before you decided to begin sharing it with your patients?
Well, I'm kind of fond of saying that you hear many times people say, when I was introduced to Juice Plus the first time, it just made sense to me. And I just have to be the dissenter. It should have, but it didn't. I ran screaming and kicking in the opposite direction. I wanted nothing to do with it. When my mother's brother's wife, my aunt, introduced it to me through my parents, because I just kind of thought I knew everything. And this was way back in about 1996, and I was taking antioxidant vitamins, and I just did not think I needed this this fruits and vegetables in a capsule thing. And so I had no interest in it at all. If it hadn't been a relative, I would have probably just told her, don't call me anymore, and that would have been the end of it for that contact, at least. But since it was a relative, I did listen to her a little bit more politely than that. And over about 2 years' time, she kind of wore me down there. This is when some of the early studies were coming out, and I did start paying attention to that. It kind of clicked one day. It made more sense than isolated vitamins and antioxidants. So I went ahead and said, look, we're going to switch over to Juice Plus and away from these antioxidant vitamins. My wife's a good sport. We did that. That was in 1998. And then it took about 3 years beyond that, with more studies being released and more kind of personal searching of the literature on my part and just gaining a great understanding. And my practice was developing at that time more into what it is today, a more prevention, nutrition-based interventions. So by 2001, when I was prevailed upon to go to a national conference, which was in Nashville that fall, right after 9/11, I was ready to hear about the big picture, and I saw it, and I came home ready to share it with pretty much everybody. So 98 to 2001 is how long it took me to begin sharing it with people.
Okay, and what's your favorite study for Juice Plus?
I like to just never lose sight of those early studies. You know, they were primitive compared to what we're doing today, but the first bioavailability study published in Current Therapeutic Research in 1996, there's a graph from that study, which I say when I speak, I think it should be printed on the sides of city buses and tall buildings and so people can see it. It's a graph that shows serum antioxidants over a short period of time rising rapidly and staying up, and serum lipid peroxides dropping rapidly and staying up. So basically you've got nutrition going up and cell damage going down, and it's really impressive. It's a somewhat primitive study, a small group of patients, and no placebo at that time was available. So it's limited, but it sure is attention-getting. And then I agree with all the studies these guys talked about. I'm really impressed with the study out of Austria, Dr. Lamprecht's group, on the from 2009, I believe, where they took these very highly trained anti-terrorist shock troops and showed that Juice Plus protects against oxidative stress-related cell damage and intense exercise. And it's just, if you look at the data from that study and you look at the graphs from that data, it's so amazing that you can't. It doesn't look believable. You look at what's happening, you go, no, that's not real. It can't possibly be real. You go through the study and you look at what happened, and you say, that's what happened. It's quite remarkable. We don't have time to get into it, obviously, but it shows a tremendous ability of Juice Plus to protect against cellular damage and oxidative stress associated with intense exercise.
Yeah, it's impressive. What do you see as the most consistent results among your patients taking Juice Plus?
What I see really most that strikes me the most is what we are seeing from the Children's Health Study data, which is not a rigorous scientific trial, but a large questionnaire-based study, but it's large. There's more than 500,000 people in 12 countries participating, returning questionnaires showing what they're noticing. And what I'm noticing is what they're noticing. We see a large number of people that see something positive the way they feel. A lot of people reporting less viral illnesses, more energy. They're not drinking as many soft drinks. They're drinking more water. They're eating less junk food. They're eating more produce. They're missing less days from work and school as a result of illness. They're making less doctor's visits, taking less medications. And these are, you know, 500,000 plus people answering these questions, so you are certainly getting a significant report there. That many people are answering these questions, a very strong trend. And that's what I see across the scope of my practice most of the time is those sorts of improvements.
Great. I just want to very quickly have you each chime in. How many of you got more than a cursory education on nutrition in residency or medical school? Did you have, would you consider it to be minimal training, fair amount of training, a large amount of training? What do you think?
Zero.
Okay.
You're zero, Dr. Mann.
That goes back a few years, but
yeah. Brad?
Mine wasn't zero, but it was cursory.
Okay.
And to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, there wasn't really a lot known. I mean, back then, as I said, the whole concept of these micronutrients and phytonutrients was just coming out in the 80s and 90s.
Back yeah, the only thing we were about 70s. Mention is get your kids vaccinated.
That's right, yeah. Get a mammogram, get colonoscopy, get your kids vaccinated. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I hope that everybody understands none of us received any particular significant amount of training in nutrition. So it's just the point is that if you're going to your doctor to ask for what you should do with your diet, oftentimes you won't get a very comprehensive approach and you won't get any real meaningful discussion about supplements because they just don't know, and we didn't know either, and I certainly did not know prior to an epiphany about 5 years ago. It was the fall of 2006 for me when I first heard about Juice Plus and only really looked at the research after a year and a half from a friend and a close family friend in my community, and it was only after she was willing to curl up and pray in the fetal position that my my hard head was willing to be cracked. And so once I ended up looking at some of the studies, and y'all elaborated on them, the four studies that I pulled, and basically they were kind of PubMed searches and then got copies, was the JAK study, University of Florida study, I think it was an Australian study in lowering of homocysteine, and of course, Alan Goldfarb's study at UNC Greensboro, and that was the one that I saw published at one of my medical meetings, and I'd never seen a supplement published at a medical meeting before. That was the American College of Sports Medicine meeting in June of 2006, so that really made me change my mind that this was absolutely legitimate. Not only was it legitimate, but it was significant enough for me that it opened my mind to the whole arena of nutrition. All right, so shifting gears here, Richard, how long before did you actually decide to enter the business opportunity, or was it strictly through your wife, through your career?
Yeah, it was pretty much about halfway into it, which goes back, you know, six, seven years. I probably should have mentioned that when I shared with patients, I did stress the immune studies, and of course, when we began with that, we only had the Arizona study. But being an oncologist, that always got patients' attention. The other thing that I observed, which was purely anecdotal, but I had a clear impression that my patients tolerated their chemotherapy and their radiation therapy, even with combinations, better. And I'm talking about quality of life, that is how they felt, how they tolerated it physically, and also bone marrow. There was no question in my mind, though it wasn't a study, but there was no question in my mind that their marrow held up better. So I just, I became more enthusiastic and just felt it was important to be part of this business.
Yeah. And so, but in terms of pursuing the business opportunity, it was something that you did. It was that subsequent to your retirement or before your retirement?
Oh, no. It was while I was in practice.
Okay.
Probably about five or six years aggressively in business.
Okay. How do you respond to the question of conflict of interest in sharing Juice Plus as a business owner in your practice and to your patients?
Well, I was in strict solo private practice, practically solo for about 30 years in Jackson, and so I didn't have to answer to any CEO like John did, but some of my colleagues would kind of shake their finger, and I just say, well, did you do that? Did you bill for your last hip replacement, or do you charge for seeing patients in the office? Every patient that starts on Juice Plus is getting a health benefit at the cell level. And I don't think that $5 a month is excessive. Do you? And that usually would stop them.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Richard. John, how long before you started sharing Juice Plus in your office did you decide to pursue the business opportunity?
Well, it was really getting my wife involved. When I saw the health benefits, she's a breast cancer survivor, and when I saw the and when she saw the benefits on her immune system, she was very ready to take up the business. It was really going to hearing that she wasn't listening to me, her husband, but hearing a third party, which was Marilyn Joyce, another PhD nutritionist and a cancer survivor as well, hearing that story about fruit and vegetables. And then going to conference, we have conference coming up, and that was so key. And when my wife went to her first conference with me and saw the NMDs walking across the stage and looked at me, said, John, you know, I can do this. We can do this. I wanted to spend a little bit more time about the ethics. That is so important. And I'm so proud to be in the wellness and prevention industry. You know, we have a sick care society where actually the reimbursement system rewards you on the more surgeries you do, and the more the sicker patients, of course, go to the doctor more often and have more medical bills. But really, I have my patient options. As I say, they sign a consent form. But listen, I tell them they don't have to take Juice Plus to continue to be my patient. They could dial in themselves, as I did, juiceplus.com. They will be randomly assigned a distributor who may or may not be me. That's fine. They can go to my upline, in which case I will make zero. And I stress them the important things they get on Juice Plus, no matter where it comes from. More and more Juice Plus is getting out there. I see patients walking in my door that are already on Juice Plus for a sideline. I say, great, take it, stay on it. And the biggest thing, Dr. Matt, is a story I want to tell you. Us doctors, knowing what, once you know the research, once you know what we know, I think it is unethical not to share. Remember, I was an employed physician for many years. I could not share Juice Plus. And when the dentist came to me for his second or third round of coronary stenting, and he had been my patient for 3 or 4 years, and I had not spoken to him about Juice Plus, and he looked me in the eye and he said, John, I can't keep having these stents. I'm going to die next time. What can I do to improve my chances, to improve my nutrition? And I say, well, think about Juice Plus. And he looked at me and says, how long have you been on it? At the time, I said, 6 or 7 years. And he looked at me and said, well, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? And I just hung my head in shame. And what do you say to a person, what do you say to a cancer patient or a heart attack patient or a stroke patient that after they've had their event, after they're sick, or even after they die, what do you tell their family the reason why you held back, the reason why you did not tell them? I think that's the biggest ethical question. We cannot hold back. And now that I can share the information, I do share the information with everybody. I do not want to be in that position again to answer that question. Why did I not tell them about it years ago when it might have made it?
Oh, John, that's powerful. I really appreciate you sharing that, and I think we absolutely agree with your stand. Brad, how long before you started sharing Juice Plus did you decide to pursue the business opportunity, and why?
Well, it all happened at the same time for me. The minute I started sharing, I was doing the business, and it just made sense. I embraced the product. The business, I wasn't scared to talk about even the business to patients because, you know, we're educators. I mean, we're scientists. People come to us to get better. And, you know, they pay to come and see us. And, you know, my time is worth something. I spent my life educating myself. So when I spend time with patients, educating them about their health, and mentioning something that I believe in, I think, you know, that justifies the business part for me. And, you know, you don't go see an attorney without paying so much per hour. I mean, just because of their education, and, I mean, you know, there's value to that. So I never have felt bad about the business. And I tell patients, I mean, not all of them, because I'm, you know, always running behind, but I say, look, you know, I make money on this. I represent the company, and because I don't want them sitting there thinking, oh, I know he's making money off this. I say, yeah, I do make money off of this, but, I mean, I'm making more from this visit right now that you're paying for. You came to see me. I'm just giving you some information that I think is important for you to make you, you know, make you healthier. And that's how I go about it, justify it.
Have you had colleagues question the ethics of what you're doing?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Drew, how long before you started sharing? I think you actually shared it was 2001. Mm-hmm. But when did you start deciding to say, okay, this looks like a business opportunity that I want to pursue?
Well, in 2001, like John, I was an employed position. I started out in 98 and then up through 2003 working for large multi-specialty corporations. And when I came back in 2001 for my first conference, I was very excited. I actually took aside the lead physician in our clinic, told him what I was kind of onto, and he said, well, that's really neat, but, you know, you can't tell anybody about that here. But every now and then patients would come in, and they would come in with like books of vitamin Bibles under their arms, and they'd come in to talk about, because they even then I was getting a little bit of a reputation as a guy who was interested in those sorts of things and would talk to you. So they would come in and we'd get behind the closed door, and I'd say, look, you know, I got to tell you about this. It's very important. But just like Dr. Saran as well, I'd make it very clear they could get it elsewhere. And that's what that continues to be how I do it. And when I came to New Iberia in 2003, I entered private practice for the first time. And then here in November 2010, I opened my own clinic with the Clark Clinic for Health and Prevention. And so it's almost expected. I mean, people are coming in, new patients on a very regular basis, there specifically to talk about nutrition prevention. I mean, there's just no way I can't talk to them about it. And as far as any conflict of interest, I think that's been addressed. It's very clear. My interest is in helping my patients avoid preventable diseases and achieving and maintaining optimum health. And my practice has got to be, you know, financially sound in order for me to keep my doors open and do this. And our expenses are going up and our reimbursements are going down. And sometimes even people who would come in for a wellness visit are canceling wellness visits because they you know, they want to save that $20, $30, $50 copay. And high deductible health plans, their costs may be even greater out of pocket, and so it's you know, you've just got lower office visits. You've got to give people more value. I don't think, you know, people come in, they trust me. They trust me, and that's why they're there, like Brad said, and they're asking for my advice on something. So I tell them very clearly. I have a handout, kind of like Dr. Bourneau alluded to, that makes it very clear what my recommendations are, including Juice Plus. They don't have to take it to stay my patient, but they're certainly going to be reminded, and I think it's just not a problem for me. And I want to make one more question about, one more comment on that. The American College of Physicians, which is the primary society for internal medicine, they recently released an ethics manual, the sixth edition of their ethics manual for ACP, dated January 2012, and they addressed financial conflicts of interest. And I just took a couple of points from that. Physicians must be conscious of all potential influences, and their actions should be guided by patient best interests and appropriate utilization. Specifically addressing products from the office, they said most products should not be sold in the office. Physicians should not sell products out of the office unless the products are specifically relevant to the patient's care, offer a clear benefit based on adequate clinical evidence and research, and meet an urgent need of the patient. Physicians should make full disclosure about their financial interest in selling acceptable products and inform patients about alternatives for purchasing the product. I think we've made it quite clear that we're getting that done. And you know, and it's also very interesting to note that there's very few, if any, products out there that meet that criteria, but Juice Plus does.
Oh, Drew, that is excellent. I am so glad you read from that. And the guiding... I mean, basically, I don't know about your state medical society, what's going on in Mississippi or in Illinois, but certainly in North Carolina. The North Carolina Medical Board officially frowns on the sale of supplements from the office. However, they are commonly, that is common practice to some degree or another, and state that the guiding overarching principle is do what is in the interest of your patient. And that's where I think all of us agree it would be unethical for us not to be willing to share and take the time out to explain the benefits and the principles of whole food nutrition and how so powerfully and compellingly Juice Plus fills in that gap. You've all alluded to various research, your favorite research studies. I have my own. And basically what we can draw from these 25 published articles is that we have a product and we have a concept that clearly and convincingly supports the human body at the cellular level and impacts the total human body in so many different ways, simply like fruits and vegetables do. And the cool thing is that Juice Plus serves as a catalyst for lifestyle change. So we have this overarching conclusion from the Children's Health Study involving 1.4 million people. We have 25 published studies, 24 clinical trials involving 1,700 participants conducted since 1996 to present, the most recent of which Dr. Borno alluded to, the MD Anderson Medical Center study. So it really, we're just getting better and better in a time when there has never been a greater need for whole food nutrition and anything in terms of the catalyst that could promote lifestyle modification and change. So I think we're all in agreement that we stand on solid ethical ground, and we're also in agreement that for those of us still working, that we've never been in a greater need of additional income streams to be able to talk about prevention, because insurance is not truly paying for prevention-based services. They talk a good talk, but they don't pay it. And so with that, I think we're going to, I'm just going to say, guys, it was just a privilege to have you on this call. John, Richard, Brad, Drew, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I trust this call will be helpful and will be something that others will listen to and be encouraged, especially healthcare providers, because I really think that it can be intimidating, and I think that we need to band together and be willing to stand up and say we will share what is so ethical, and that is Juice Plus.
Matt, could I just add a one-line postscript?
Absolutely.
When people talk about supplements, I think we can be armed with the fact that this is not in the FDA's supplement compendium. This is whole food, and every bottle, every package has a food label, not a supplement label.
Very good point. Very good point. Well, we could talk for hours, but I so appreciate everybody's input. I think we represent a lot of years of clinical practice, a lot of some years of wisdom and patient care, and we agree on what we're seeing with Juice Plus. And so I'm trusting that this call will serve a lot of different folks and generate even more belief in what we're sharing. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Y'all have a great evening.
You too, bud.